Welcome to the Cold Shot Podcast. My name is Stephen Adeboye, and in this episode, we're talking about the process and the end goal. Now, this is a tagline of culture where I talk to entrepreneurs and have conversations about self-development and talk about how people go in this journey and really understand the details as what people go through from a mindset perspective and, you know, the challenges and the triumphant sort of success that people go through in their journey. One thing I haven't done really is provide some sort of update on my journey, and I thought it'd be worth just, you know, sipping a bit of coffee and having this conversation, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. So I've been doing this for about 3 years now, probably four. The pandemic really hit us all, so we don't know what year it is, but regardless, it's been a few years, and sometimes you look at the numbers and you say, oh wow, this is a great number and that means success, and then other times, you know, people might reach out to you and say, oh, I've listened to this episode, and you think, oh, that's really heartwarming. And you know, I just want to say thank you to those people who've actually clicked play and downloaded or even listened to like 5 minutes of the episodes that I've produced. They are time consuming, believe it or not. Maybe I'll do one of these, like get a camera, get the microphone, just start talking. But you know, one of the things I love doing is learning from people, and I think the interesting thing now, as I've kind of done more episodes, is me being a voice of, how can I say this? Like, when I started the podcast, I was learning from people, and now people are asking me my opinions, and it's interesting to see that narrative change. And I relish on it now because I've, you know, I'm stepping into an older age. I'm not too old, but old enough to have some experience, and I'm trying to grow into that. And I think, you know, I've had conversations about this where, like, imposter syndrome and limited beliefs and all that stuff. And, you know, the only way to really tackle those things is to really grow into the things that make you uncomfortable. And believe it or not, as much as I love talking, this is a little bit uncomfortable, because exposing vulnerability isn't something that we fully enjoy, unless you want sympathy. And I'm a man that does not want sympathy, but I accept the challenge. And so with that being said, I think I'll be doing more of these conversations to myself, to you guys, and hopefully you pick up on some knowledge, if I have any, and we can have a conversation as well. But the big thing that came into my mind as of late is this idea of growth. And I think in the podcast, we talk a lot about growth and what that really means. And I have, to be honest, like, I think there's been times when you look at growth and it's coming from a place of having to fill something that you have a gap in, or maybe a bit of an insecurity in. But that's a good thing at times, because that's the driving force for change and to sort of become a better version of yourself. But if I listen to all the podcasts I've done, sometimes I realize this journey is never ending. But is it sustainable? You know, if you're trying to work out for yourself what the best outcome is to be a better version of yourself each time you've completed one aspect of your life, you move on to the next. And, you know, maybe I'm talking from a man's perspective here, but it feels like there's always more work to be done. And I think for me, it's always kind of been that as well. But it's also been in a way where I feel like, okay, I need to change because I'm missing this, I'm not good enough in this. And it's very deprecating sometimes. But as I've kind of put my foot off the gas, and I think you know, in self-development, people don't really talk about this, where procrastination is a good thing, and just really taking in your environment for what it is and just being present. Because all the time it's like, you have to go. And I wanted to take some time just to really enjoy my life. You know, reap the rewards of what I sowed, if that's the word. But, you know, whilst doing that, I've experienced some interesting scenarios in terms of life asking me to grow, to get a bit older and wiser about the things and objectives and just, yeah, the things I used to say yes to. I'm questioning now whether that's something that's worth my energy. And also, the things I used to say no to, they keep reoccurring, and now it feels like I have to say yes to them. And I think that's the interesting part of growth, is where the things that you say yes and no to kind of change, because you've gone through experiences where you're so headstrong on these ideas that you kind of build your identity on them. And eventually, when those change because something special comes along, or you meet someone that changes your perspective about what you thought your yeses and nos were, in a good way, that challenges you to be a better, not a better version of yourself, but almost to expand your horizons, that's really cool. Especially if that person comes, or that situation comes more than once, and is knocking on your door. And then there's other situations where your yeses, the ones that you kept saying yes to, they almost drift away. And, you know, sometimes we're so conditioned to sort of chase for the things that make us feel comfortable. And that thing, that situation, that person, wherever it may be, doesn't give you the same energy or value back. It doesn't give you the same purposeful sort of life that you want to live. It's very short term. And I think the idea of letting go is something that I've had challenges on in the past. But, you know, as you read and as you sort of go through life, you realize that it's okay to let things go, especially if it's not in a way that's serving both your opportunities and yourself. And the overall goal of who you want to be, you know, 10 years from now, or when you're 60, or, you know, when you're old and you're looking back at your life, if that is not the end goal, where, you know, that interaction, that opportunity, or the relationships you have doesn't build towards that, then it's okay to let go and have those great memories and really cherish that, because that opportunity is stepping you up for the next big thing that we're talking about, that growth, the things that you used to say no to, you're saying yes to, and the things that you said yes to, you're saying no to. And it really helps to build your standards and also really propel you for great lessons that you can teach others. You know, sometimes you can live life so carefully and calculated that your mistakes, if you don't have any, did you learn anything? And, you know, we know the things we have to say no to, but there's a lot of good lessons that you can learn from saying yes to the things that make you feel scared or make you feel anxious to some extent, so long as it provides a great outcome. But sometimes we say yes to the things that are not good for us as well, and in the long term, of course. And even with that being said, whether it could be a cool, fun opportunity to explore something in that environment, I don't think it should be demonized as much, because through that, you've kind of made yourself more understanding of why you enjoyed it and why it's not sustainable, or, you know how to not have regrets. And I think that's something that I try to avoid as much as possible. you know, the idea of not knowing what could have been. And so, you know, as I record this, and as I hope you get, you people listen and, you know, gain something from this, always stay ready for anything that could happen. Live life full-heartedly, even if it hurts, and be okay with letting go of things that might not serve you anymore. And when life presents growth, it might be uncomfortable, but it will come, and you have the opportunity to step into that growth and become something even better than what you were yesterday. And I think, again, with life and, you know, growth, the idea of getting better is always, like, you know, constantly chasing us. But the idea of being still and enjoying who you are right now is also important. So really the key to it is balance. So as we step into this new day, I hope you find balance, I hope you find growth, I hope you find peace of letting go, and I hope you enjoy those opportunities that are knocking on your doors. Because the ones that do knock on your doors more than once, it means something. And one last thing. Do a random Google search on your name and see what comes up. Because sometimes people are speaking about you in a way that you didn't even know they were speaking about you. Positively. Maybe, I hope not negatively, but you'd be surprised where your name's gone and how many people you've impacted. And I didn't take time to do that. It took a friend who told me that they knew about elements of what I did on a simple Google search. And I never really Google my brand or myself. And to know that I've touched a few people here and there in a positive way makes me realize that this is worth it. So, yeah, purpose, right? It's cool. Anyways, that's me talking. It's a bonus episode, so feel free to do whatever you want with this episode and gain whatever you want from it. And yeah, I hope I will produce more episodes with interviews. And if you like this format, then yeah, I'll continue doing these because they're very easy to do. As you can tell, I like talking. Anyways, enjoy your days. And sip coffee if you drink it, sip water all the time, treat each other good, and treat yourself better.